Praise the Lord. We are happy to have this sharing again with you on our series, Revival Series, uprooting things from our lives to be able to have hearts that are actually ready for the Lord Himself to dwell in our hearts and begin to use us. In this series, we have actually, since we started, handled a number of things. We have been able to look at freedom from all sin. We have been able to look at freedom from all love of self. We have been able to look at freedom from all love of the world. We have been able to look at freedom from all love of the things in the world. We'll be able to look at freedom from all forms of falsehood, freedom from all forms of sexual immorality. We've been able to look at freedom from the love of gain, freedom from a divided heart. We've been able to look at freedom from self-centeredness, freedom from debt, freedom from greed, freedom from laziness, freedom from goallessness. And in our last sharing on this series, we actually looked at freedom from slander. And as we're sharing, we're looking at the fact that slander actually is when somebody speaks, giving out information intentionally to destroy, to damage the reputation of someone. And I don't think that any one of us will want our reputation damaged. And in our sharing today, we are looking at the twin brother of slander, which is called gossip. Gossip, which is actually speaking just idle words to give out information about the private life or business of another. I wonder how many of us are normally excited when we hear about information, private information about us, things that you may have shared with someone, or somebody knows about you, or someone may just have guessed about you, and he starts spreading it outside. I don't know how many of us are normally excited when we hear about them. We don't know how many of us have heard someone talking about someone, some other person, just giving private information about the thing, private information about the person's life, the person's business, the person's marriage, the person's home. And how many of us are normally excited when we hear about such? I believe that many of us, when we hear people talking about others, we are uncomfortable in our hearts. That is if our spirit is normally right. How many of us have heard someone talk to us, giving us information, then after a time he tells you, this is just between you and me. Do not share it with any other person. Without knowing that the only way not to let a secret go out is to keep it to yourself. This is what gossip is. Gossip is giving out private information about the private life of someone, and most of the time, the information that is actually being given is information that is half-baked. It is half-truth or totally false. You talk about the behavior of someone, the personal lives of someone, in the absence of the person, and most of the time, what you are actually talking about is not true because you only know about half of the story. So when information about the private lives of people is given out behind their backs, often the person passing out the information about the private life of someone, and they request you keep it between the two of us. The painful thing about gossip is that they are always half-truth and never for the well-being of the person about whom the person is talking. It's not for that person's well-being. It normally comes from hearts that are superficial. people who are idle, people who have nothing to talk about, nothing to do, but they specialize in carrying information from one place to another, from one person to another. Those who gossip are normally light-hearted people, idle people, who cannot sustain a deep conversation about events, current events, about projects, but they specialize in talking about people. Superficial hearts. And most of the time, we are actually dealing with people who have a problem with what is called an inferiority complex. They cannot talk about events. They cannot talk intelligently about anything. They prefer to talk about people because in talking about people, they are more comfortable giving out half-truth. It always comes from superficial hearts. What is the difference between slander and gossip? In slander, the person actually set out and intentionally speaks in order to damage the reputation of someone. Maliciously speaking in order to damage the reputation of someone. There's a similarity between slander and gossip. For slander, the person speaks with a goal. He set out, he strategizes in order to damage the reputation of someone. But for gossip, we are just dealing with a light-hearted person who just wants to talk. He's just excited in giving information because he lacks what to do. He's idle. He lacks what to do, and he gives out idle talks. He gives out rumors. He backbites. He speaks behind people's back. We are always dealing, that's a sick person. Whether we are dealing with slander or gossip, we are actually dealing with people who are sick. So in gossip, someone just wants to pass information out. He just wants to speak. He just wants to tell you, have you heard? He just wants to tell you about the private life of someone, the private, what is going on in somebody's home. Unfortunately, he is not even there. And it has become such a serious issue that you can have a newspaper dedicate a column, a whole full page, just talking about gossip, without knowing that gossip is sin. Gossip is sin. We are going to look at it. What does the Bible say about gossip? What does the Bible say about gossip? We have already said that most people or everybody who gossips is normally a sick person. He is suffering from a problem called an inferiority complex. He cannot sustain a good conversation. He cannot talk about events. He cannot discuss big projects. He prefers to discuss people. He cannot talk in an intelligent way and back his idea with facts. That's why he always wants to give out the hearsay. I heard this. He does not talk about what he himself can defend because in the depth of his being, he is sick. The person who speaks, who gossip is sick, and the person who delights to listen to gossip is sick. Let's look at what the Bible says about gossip. The book of 1 Timothy chapter 5. The book of 1 Timothy chapter 5. And as we have said, there is no one of us who would like our private lives to be spoken about behind our backs. Particularly when nobody knows the detail, nobody knows the truth. There is no way you can say that you know about the private life of someone. You only know maybe about 10%. Unfortunately, you speak like a specialist concerning that person's life. Most of the time, the person who set out to gossip, he does not actually set out to damage the reputation of someone. It is because he is just idle. He just wants to speak. That's the difference between gossip and slander. Most of the time, the person who set out to gossip is not setting out to damage. It is just that he is light-hearted. He just wants to talk. He just wants to speak out. 1 Timothy chapter 5, from verse 11. We'll look at from verse 11 to 13. Paul was talking about a group of people called widows. He said, as for young widows, do not put them on such a list. He was talking about the list of people that the church should take care of. Needy people that the church should take care of. And he said, for young widows, don't put them on such a list. For when their sensualities, your sensual desire overcome their dedication, they want to marry. Thus they bring about judgment on themselves because they have broken their first pledge. Verse 13 says, besides, they get into the habit of being idle and going about from house to house. Number one, they are idle. Number two, they go about from house to house. I will add here, a person who normally gossips does not just go from house to house. He goes from person to person, person to person. They are idle, they go from house to house, and not only do they become idlers, but also gossips and busybody, saying things that they ought not to. They are idle, then they start moving from house to house because they don't actually have what to spend their time on. Not only are they idlers, but busybodies. Busybody means they meddle in people's affairs. Something that does not concern them. They want to talk about people's businesses. They want to talk about people's wealth. They want to talk about people's marriages. They want to talk about people's bedroom, where they actually have never entered. He said, busybody. They are idle and they are idlers. They move from place to place. They move from person to person and they gossip. Casual talk with their mouth. They speak with no goal. They just want to talk. So they move around from house to house. That's what gossiping is, moving around person to person, hearing, they listen to this one, get information, and jump to this other person. Why? They make talking their business, and unfortunately, talking and discussing about people. So Paul said, don't waste your time, even start wasting your time. Don't waste your resources to take care of such people. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. We are looking at what the Bible says, example of gossip in the Bible. What does the Bible say about gossip? 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 11 and 12. We hear that some among you are idle. Get it again, idle. Some among you are idle. Who is an idle person? He's a person given to doing nothing. He has too much time in his hand that he spent all his energy released. He has to release the energy through talking. And unfortunately, he does not have ideas. He does not have facts. The only thing he can do is discussing people. Paul said, I hear that some among you are idle. They are not busy. They are busy bodies. In order, they are meddling in people's affairs. They want to talk about people's businesses. They want to discuss people's wealth. They are not rich themselves, but they want to discuss the wealth of people. They may even not be married, but they want to discuss the marriages of people. They may even have no job, but they want to discuss the job. They talk about as if they are specialists in the subject they are talking about. Unfortunately, they don't know that you can never be a specialist to talk when you don't have facts. Gossip is a form of falsehood. It's lies telling. It is half-truth. Paul said, verse 12, such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus to settle down and earn the bread they eat. And as for you, brothers, never tire of doing good. He said they should settle down. So these people, instead of settling down to work, to labor, and earn the bread they live, they go around hearing and talking. Maybe when they reach somewhere, someone has prepared food, they sit down, eat, and then they sit near just some fire burning, and in order to have their life, just open their mouth and talk and talk and talk. Gossip is the Lord of idlers, people who are idle, people who are not occupied, people who are goalless, people who are purposeless, people who are not focused on anything, people who cannot have a sustained discussion because they actually know nothing. Most of the time, they have no facts. So they are idle. They move from person to person. Their language is, "Have you heard?" Then they take what you say and they take it to another person. They listen to what you are saying, then they take it to another person. They are normally sick people whose hearts are so rotten that they always, that just like flies, wherever you see a fly, it means that there is rotten, there's something rotten there. They have rotten hearts so that they want to feed on that which is filthy. When you hear a person who always want to know about negative thing about someone, the failure of people, where people are not doing right, it means that such a person's heart is filthy. Wherever you find flies, it means something is rotten there. So when somebody's heart is rotten, he will gossip. And when somebody's heart is rotten, he wants to listen to gossip. So they feed on the negative aspect of people's lives. They are always looking at where people are failing. When they cannot find your negative aspect, they will fabricate it, and that's where they exaggerate whatever they have heard. They will exaggerate the one thing they hear, which they did not even hear well. They will exaggerate it because if they must be listened to, they must say something big. But there is actually nothing big. That's why in some newspapers, you have gossip columns. And people with rotten hearts will buy a particular newspaper. It may not even be a newspaper. People who are just on social media looking for gossip. Let's look at 1 Timothy again, chapter 3, verse 11. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 11. Paul, talking about the qualification of elders, he also mentioned what an elder's wife must not be. Verse 11. In the same way, their wives are to be women worthy of respect. Not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything. Another place you hear the malicious talkers talk about, not people who gossip. Just imagine the wife of a leader. If he's the person who gossip, who hears, maybe the leader has just ministered to someone, he carries it all over and begin to talk about it. He says, the wife of a leader must be someone worthy of respect. People who gossip are not worthy of respect. Not malicious talkers. They must be temperate. They must be trustworthy in everything. Who can trust you with what you know about him, with what you have heard about him, with what you have seen about him? People who gossip are always itching to give something out. Who will come to you? Who is hurting in the inside? Who is going through a crisis in his life and tell you about his life? If even what you hear from others, you spread it in the whole town. You write about it. You may even be in the pulpit. You come and talk about it on the pulpit. Who will they come to you who is hurting, not knowing that very soon everybody will know about it? Gossip is sin. And the Bible says, those who gossip, they are deserving of death. They deserve to die, and they will find themselves in hell. It is a mark of people with a depraved mind. Gossip is a mark of a person with a depraved mind. Let us open our Bible to Romans chapter 1, verse 28 to 32. You will see the list of things among which one of them is gossip. The book of Romans chapter 1. We'll read from verse 28. Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do this very thing, but also approve of those who practice them. They not only gossip, but if you come to gossip to them, they are excited. They'll say, tell me more. Tell me more. Just imagine the list of the type of people that gossip, a person who gossip is placed among. Practice wickedness, evil, greed, slander, deceit. It is the Lord of Doe, he says, they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God. Those who know God don't gossip. How much information does God have about each and every one of us? Where have we seen God moving from person to person and talking about others? Those who go close to God and they know God, they are the custodian of people's information, people's lives. They are the custodian of the reputation of people. Those who don't know God, they jump all over the place talking about people. Are you one of such with a depraved mind? Are you one of such who is faithless? Are you one of such that people, you not only gossip, but you approve of those who gossip? Are you the ringleader of men who sit in the office to gossip? Are you the ringleader of women who gather to gossip? So, gossip is sin, and the word of God is clear. Those who practice such, they hate God. In fact, the adulterers, the murderers, etc. are placed in the same list with a person who gossip. You may just think that it's because you talk much. It is not because you talk much. It is because you talk less to God and you talk more about people. It is because you are prayerless. If you are caught up, trapped in gossip, it is because you don't spend your time interceding for people. When you see the weaknesses of people, when you see what the crisis people are going through, instead of carrying it to God, you carry it to others. When you carry it to people, how will it help the person whose fault, whose weakness, whose crisis, whose problem you have seen? People who don't pray, they prefer to gossip. People who don't talk about people to God, they prefer to talk about people against people to men. In human relationships, the Bible says very clearly that gossip will betray relationship. We are going to look at it in the Bible. Anybody who gives himself to gossiping is a traitor. He betrays his relationship with people. He betrays the trust that people have given to him. You go close to someone and you know one or two things about the person, then you write a book. You make it a story. You write a whole book about the person. Unfortunately, you are not giving the fact. You are only giving half story. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13. Let's look at the book of Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13. A gossip betrays confidence. He who gossips betrays confidence. Verse 13 says, a gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret. So there are two types of people, the person who gossip and the person who is trustworthy. The person who gossip can never be trusted. He can never be trusted. You can never trust him with anything about your life. But there's a trustworthy man who knows how to keep a secret. What are the secrets about your friend that you have kept? What are the shortcomings of people that they share their life with you that you have succeeded to keep? So the Bible is clear in human relationships. If you go near somebody who gossips, he betrays relationships. A gossip separates close friends. He is a traitor who breaks relationships. A gossip breaks relationships. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 9. He who covers up over an offense promotes love, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends. Another version says, he who gossips separates close friends. How many people have you destroyed their relationship because of your gossip? How many people have you gone? You go to this one. Have you heard what this one said about you? Then go to this one. Have you heard what someone said about you? You go to somebody's husband and you say, do you know that your husband, your wife is doing this? Then you go to the wife. Do you know what that your husband is doing this? It is just because you are idle. It is because you are superficial. It is because you lack the knowledge of God. And it is because you lack human love. You love nobody. You love only yourself because you are sick in the inside. You have a problem, and that problem is called inferiority complex. And there's no wonder why people who gossip very soon, they almost have no one around them. You may have started gossiping, but after a time, you can be very sure that you'll be a very lonely person because everybody will become skeptical about you. That is why the Bible says we should avoid anyone who gossips. Go to chapter 20 of Proverbs, verse 19. Chapter 20, verse 19. A gossip betrays confidence, so avoid a man who talks too much. So a person who gossips actually talks too much. He betrays confidence. He breaks relationship. You cannot trust him. And the Bible says, avoid him. So one of the reasons why you don't have people that you can trust, people that are close to you, people that you can even confide in, people that when you are in problem, they can surround you, it is because you have betrayed their trust in the past because you are a gossip. You gossip. You see something and you must talk. You hear and you must talk. You imagine and you must talk. And then, unfortunately, you are actually talking to Bill, no one. Wherever those who gossip are, they always fuel quarrels. And in many places, they have caused marriages to break down. They have caused churches to break down. They have caused businesses to collapse. They have caused relationship to break. Just because of their mouth, they have used their mouth to ruin. Not only are their words poisonous, their presence is also a great poison. Those who gossip, they poison with their mouth and then their presence. Wherever they are, everybody is careful what to say because they know. Open your mouth and say one thing, they will go and say a thousand things, and then they will attribute it to you. They always exaggerate what they hear. Actually, they don't hear with their ears. They imagine, and then they go and speak about it. Is that your life? Is your presence, has your presence become poisonous? Have all your friends disappeared because they said something to you in the past, you exaggerated it. You may not even have exaggerated it, but that was a private information handed over to a friend like you. Unfortunately, you took it and you spread it, and then they have started hearing. The whole town is talking about them. just because you went close to them. Gossip is something very, very terrible. The Bible tells us what comes out of a man is what makes the man. What comes out of you is what will defile you. Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 15. It's not what goes into a man. It is what comes out of a man. The thing that you speak define who you are. Matthew chapter 15. So we are looking at gossip, and we are saying the person who gossip, he just wants to speak idle things, casual things, because he entertained himself by speaking. Matthew chapter 15, the Lord Jesus said from verse 10, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, listen and understand. What goes into a man's mouth does not make him unclean, but what comes out of his mouth. That is what makes him unclean. The words that are coming out of your mouth. When instead of speaking what will build people, you are speaking and exposing the lives of people. That is what has defiled you. You have present defiled, your mouth defiled, your heart defiled, everything about you defiled because you are a gossip. So any lover of God, we find the environment of a person who gossip very disgusting because it poisons your spirit. Anyone who truly loves God is a custodian of people's reputation. He keeps the secret of people. Just like when we go to God and share our life and open our life to God, God does not take our lie and begin to spread it to everybody. God does not gossip. Those who know God don't gossip. So gossip is bad. Gossip is sin. Gossip exposes a man as a sick person. Gossip tells a lot about you. When people know that you gossip, after a time, you will have no one around you because you betray confidence. You fuel quarrel. You are always the wood that is placed somewhere. The people will continue to fight and fight and fight and fight. Let's rapidly look at what the Bible says. How can a person be free from gossip? That's actually the goal of our sharing. We are sharing to help us discover, do we have a problem with this terrible, this poison that poisoned the lives of men, that poisoned the atmosphere, that poisoned environment, that destroyed relationship? And if a person discovers that that is his problem, then the next thing is freedom from gossip. How can a person be free from gossip? Number one, there should be a decision that you will poison no one again with your mouth. Let's open our Bibles. Number one, we are saying decide that nothing evil will ever come from your mouth and about anyone. It's a decision. If you have truly acknowledged that gossip is wrong, then you need to make a decision. No one can ever be free from a sin who has not decided that you will be set free. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 to 32. We read, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, all rage, all anger, all brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God forgave you. He said, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. Gossip is unwholesome talk. It's not a clean talk. It's not something that will build people. He says, when you open your mouth,
say only what will be helpful to build people. The person listening to the gossip, will he be built? The person you gossip against, will the person be built? And you yourself, how do you feel if you are truly a child of God? After you have gossiped about someone, immediately you leave and you see that person, you are frightened in the inside. The Holy Spirit immediately convicts you and tells you, you are wrong. Something's wrong with your life. Gossip is unwholesome talk. And the Bible says, make a decision that no unwholesome talk will ever come out of your mouth. It's a decision. That's the pathway to freedom. If you will be free, if you are sick and you need to be healed, you need to be treated, there is a decision that you have to go to a doctor. You have become tired of that disease. The question is, are you tired of the disease called gossip? So the Bible is very, very clear. That's the first step. Gossip is unwholesome talk. It always destroys you who gossips, and it destroys the person who is listening, and it destroys the person whom you have gossiped against. Gossip has three swords. It ruins in three ways. It destroys the hearers, it destroys the person you have spoken against, and it destroys you. It is a threefold poison. It destroys three people at the same time. Will you become such an effective weapon in the hand of the enemy? Destroy three people at the same time. You destroy the person you gossip against, you destroy the person listening, then you destroy yourself. So tell yourself, no old unwholesome talk will ever come out of your mouth. Gossip does not build. So take a stand that it will never come out of your mouth. Number two, take a stand never to listen to anybody who gossips. If there are people who gossip, it is because there are people who listen to gossip. If you tell yourself, I will never listen to anybody who gossip, then very soon, those who have been gossiping around you, they will be quiet. Whoever attempt to come near you to gossip, tell them, I don't listen. You are dating my heart. You are polluting my spirit. I will not be a destroyer of somebody's life. Rebuke those who come to you to gossip. And the easiest way to do it, if somebody comes to gossip about another person, tell him, come on, sit down. Let me call the person you want to talk to me about. You say what you are saying in the person's presence. What someone will not say in the presence of that person, he should not say it to you. If you participate in listening, you are destroying your life, destroy your relationship with God. You are not being the right ambassador of the Lord. Number three, do not associate with those who gossip. Break relationship with those who gossip. Proverbs chapter 20, 19, he said we should break our relationship. If you have a friend who is constantly gossiping, sit him down and tell him, this our relationship is about to come to an end. I will not destroy you by listening to your gossip. I will not destroy myself, and I will not destroy the life of someone. If you continue, our relationship will end. Set out to build the right relationships. Your environment, if you continue to be in the environment of somebody who gossip, very soon you become a disciple of that gossip. You will soon start spreading what you heard. And unfortunately, you have done that in the past. Decide that you will not be idle. As we saw, it is those who are idle who gossip. The devil will always find something to give to someone to his idol. Gossip is normally the lot of idle people. Find something useful and begin to use your time to do. Find something and use your time doing instead of talking about people. You can also decide that instead of talking about people, even if you have nothing physical to do, why don't you lift up people and begin to pray? Begin to lift them up to the Lord. Those words that you are speaking about people, if you spoke it to God, if you begin to talk to the people about God, and to people, God about people, you have become a praying person instead of being a destroyer.
So decide to find something and begin to do. Then repent of all forms of gossip in your life and carry out the needed restitution. Sit down and confront. How many people have you tarnished their image? Have you spoken about them? How many people have you talked, exposed their private lives? And some are spreading all sorts of pictures on the internet. You hear something, and the next moment you are talking about it, then the next moment you are the same person saying it was not true. Don't be one spreading information. You are not being paid to do it. So repent. Then you should know the power of your tongue. You should know that you have a deadly evil that you carry all over. You have something that you carry that you can use to ruin the lives of people. You can equally use to build multitude. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. You should know, if you want to be delivered from gossip, you should know that the problem is within. It is inside there. Just open your mouth. That tongue can ruin the life. And that's what is making you, if you will not take a step to be watchful over it, you will ruin your life and ruin the life of many. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. The tongue has the power of life and death. Those who love its fruit, will eat its fruit. The tongue, what is inside your mouth? What is there inside your mouth? That tiny thing has the power to kill. It has the power to bring life. Be very, very careful. Commit yourself that you will never destroy anyone with your tongue. If you will be delivered, you must know that the problem is there. The problem that makes you gossip is not from outside. You carry it all the time with you. If you will deliver from gossip, you must prepare yourself every second, every day, and be waiting for the day that you will give an account to God for every word that you ever said. Because the Bible is very, very clear. Whatever we speak today, a day is coming when we will give an account of every idle word. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 and 37. Book of Matthew, I tell you, chapter 12, verse 36, I tell you that men will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. So on the day of judgment, every single word, careless word, the King James Version say idle word, word that was not targeting to build the life of a person, every gossip you have ever opened your mouth to utter, the day is coming when you will give an account of it. If you will be delivered from gossip, before you open your mouth to speak, prepare your heart to give an account. And by the end of every day, sit down and examine all that you spoke during that day and ask yourself only one question: which of them were idle words? Repent and carry out restitution. If you have slandered or gossiped against someone, get to the person and tell the person you are sorry. That's one of the ways to be no freedom from gossip. If you will be free from gossip, give yourself to preach the gospel to the lost. Give yourself to preach the gospel. Speak to people to build them and convert them. If you open your mouth, instead of speaking about people, speak about the Lord. There is someone we must always speak about. And if you speak about him, you are not gossiping about him. Speak about the Lord. Speak. If you have an urge to gossip about someone, open that mouth and talk to someone that you wanted to talk against someone to him. Talk to him about the Lord. And then even if the person is a believer, speak something that will encourage, that will build the person, that will lift the person up. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Verse 12 and 13.
Words from a wise man are gracious, but a fool is consumed by his own lips. Don't be a fool, be a wise man. The Bible says those who win souls are wise. Be somebody who is wise, who does not just speak, you get consumed by your own lips. Why don't you decide that you'll be a wise person? So we are saying, open your mouth to speak, to build. Words from a wise man's mouth are gracious. Speak gracious words. Don't be a fool who will be consumed. You speak, and very soon, when they tell people what you have said, you are ashamed. At the beginning, the words are folly. At the end, they are wicked madness. Initially, those words of God, those gossip, those words you gossip are foolish. At the end, they are madness, total madness. Can you imagine that the Bible described that if you are a gossip, you are a fool. And that if you continue, you are a mad person. So there's no way in the Bible that the Bible has said we can spend a bit of time to talk about people. But we can talk to people about the Lord. We can talk to people and build them up. So don't waste those words. We also saw that those who gossip, they have a fundamental problem. They are sick in the inside. They have a problem with an inferiority complex. You are not inferior. You were created by the Lord. You are special. Begin to see yourself as someone special and begin to talk about great things. Begin to strategize with people, plan with people, talk about things that can build people. You are not such a mean person that you can just be discussing about. You are not a fly. You should just be roaming all over where there's field. So, tell yourself you are important and you will be a mouthpiece of the Lord and you will speak for the Lord and you will speak like an oracle of God. Represent the Lord with your lips. Then ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit. It is people whose hearts are empty, filled with the world, filled with other things that begin to speak again about people. Whether about people or against people, we are not called to speak about people or against people. Slander speaks against people. Gossip talks about people. We are not recruited. We have not been recruited to speak against. We are not been recruited to speak about. We have been recruited and called into the kingdom of God to speak about the Lord to rescue the lives of people. So ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit. And as He fills you with the Holy Spirit, you will be empowered to begin to speak, to bring people to know Him, to begin to speak, to encourage people. You will begin to minister with your word. You will begin to build the life of others. You will begin to help others out of sin. You will begin to encourage the discouraged. That is what God has created you to be and not to be destroying the life of people. So we have said, if you want to be delivered from the sin of gossip, the first thing, decide that no unwholesome talk will come out of your mouth. Decide and take a stand against never to listen to gossip. Decide and tell yourself you will not associate with those who gossip. Decide and tell yourself you will not be idle. You will find something to give yourself to do. Repent of all gossip in your life and tell yourself, my tongue will not be a deadly evil. I will use my tongue to build people. Then speak at all time, ready to give an account about all the words you have spoken, and by the end of each day, sit down and examine all the words you spoke in the course of that day. Give yourself to preach, give yourself to pray about people, give yourself to speak to people about the Lord, and then don't see yourself as a failure, useless person who will always be talking about people. Tell yourself, I will not talk against people, I will not talk about people, I will talk about the Lord. And when somebody opens his mouth to speak against people, tell them, let's talk about Jesus. Ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to live daily in a spirit-filled life. You'll be surprised that where you used to love listening about people, you will now become so disgusted because your heart is not rotten. Consecrate your heart to the Lord and become someone that the Lord will use to bless the lives of people, and tell yourself, no one life will ever be ruined. No relationship will ever break. No marriage will ever break. No family will ever break. No church will ever suffer because I was there. I am not an agent of the enemy to destroy relationship. I am someone who can be trusted. And I can tell you, God trusts you. Let others trust you, because you will never divulge information about them. You are not created for that. May the Lord bless you as you set out to say no to gossip, no to slander, no to all those idols in your heart, so that your heart is ready for the Lord to come and dwell. And as He dwells in your heart, He will begin to use you to do great things. May God bless you.